Varsha Nair of the Pennsylvania Public Interest Research Group says banks made $8.4 billion nationwide in overdraft fees just in the first three quarters of 2016. But if you use a card for purchases, you can avoid those fees, at least when it comes to those transactions.
In 2010, regulators did announce new overdraft protection rules. The rules prohibit banks from allowing overdrafts on debit and ATM transactions unless a consumer has affirmatively opted in.
Nair says the rules mean your card will be rejected instead of having an overdraft fee charged.
If you didn't realize you opted in, didn't understand the terms, or now have decided that high overdraft fees aren't worth it, you do have the ability to opt out.
Overdraft fees still apply for bounced checks and online transactions. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.